it's a huge refugee population we're seeing. In addition, it's a population that has expanded extremely dramatically just in the space of the last 3 months. We've seen the number of Syrian refugees doubling in the Syria region to this million figure we're at today. And the numbers are still rising. This points really to the tragic and epic scale of the suffering that we're seeing in Syria and in the surrounding region.
UNHCR estimates that 1.1 million Syrian refugees will arrive in neighboring countries by the end of June 2013. How many do you expect by the end of the year?
We don't at the moment have an estimate of that. All we know is that the numbers are increasing. They're increasing faster than we had originally forecast for the region. And we have to adapt our operations to be able to cope with this. But very clearly, with this number of people coming across at this speed, it's putting enormous strains on the international humanitarian response capacity.
But do you expect more?
We do. We're seeing more people coming across at this very moment, across the borders into the neighboring countries. We've had reports of more arrivals in Jordan this morning. At the moment, we don't see an end in sight. We have to plan on the basis that there will be more refugees and also that there will be more internally displaced within Syria.
And this number of 1 million, is it only for those who have been registered as refugees, or does it take into account people living in host families without registration?
This number of 1 million is simply the number of people who've registered with refugees or who are on the waiting list to be registered. We know that in reality there's many more refugees who haven't yet come forward to be formally counted as such. We're trying to help all the people we can. We do help people who haven't yet registered, but nonetheless, we are where we are. This number of 1 million represents those who've been counted. It's those who we're working to try and assist, and we will continue to assist as best we can.
And how does this number compare to past crises like Rwanda or Bosnia?
It is a very rapidly rising number of refugees. As I said, in the last 3 months, we have seen a doubling in the number, 500,000 people in just 3 months, many thousands every single day. So the speed with which this refugee crisis is expanding is extremely troubling. In terms of its overall numbers, there are still larger historical refugee counts. Rwanda would be one, Afghanistan would be another. We are in the present now contending with not only Syria, but also with refugee crisis in Mali, in South Sudan, in DRC. This is a time of enormous strain on humanitarians generally.
And according to the High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres, Syria is spiraling toward full-scale disaster. Does this mean for the time being is not the case?
What it means is there are two key needs at the moment. One, there has to urgently be a political solution to this crisis so that it has a chance of stopping. All efforts on that score, in our view, really need to be accelerated. Secondly, it means that there is a real strain on the region at large. The receiving countries in the region have been playing host to large numbers of people. That presents strains for them. We need the international community to respond quickly by helping to fund, to support the surrounding countries in dealing with this. Now, till now, the donors have been, I think it's fair to say, generous with the Syria refugee crisis in that money has been coming forward. The problem is that money isn't coming forward as fast as the refugee numbers are arriving.
Right.
That's a question for the donors. But if you do look at what's happened just in 2013 alone, you have had an increase of something like 60, 70% in the numbers of refugees just within this year. And yet the funding for this crisis has been increasing at a rate of, for us at UNHCR only, around about 30%. So the two are not matched. We need to see funds coming in faster and support for surrounding countries to allow asylum to continue to allow us to help people in great need.
And Mr. Guterres noted that the impact of this large number of refugees arriving in a neighboring country is severe. How does this impact translate on a daily basis in the field?
Our teams are working around the clock to do what they can to help. We are throwing everything we can into trying to help people who are coming across. But it's now a crisis that's 2 years old in just a matter of days. Remember, this began on March 15th, 2011. For 2 years now, we have been in escalating crisis mode. That means we, our partners, the governments in the region and host communities are doing all they can to adapt and support as this goes along. But to continue doing that, I think everyone needs to see further help. And to come back to my earlier point, we do need to see an end to this, a political solution to this crisis quickly.